This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Kistner, K-I-S-T-N-E-R, Fire Marshal and Public Information Officer for the City of Frisco Fire Department. Real quick, we want to give some updates since the last time we met with you. Since then, as you can see behind us, our operations from an active firefighting standpoint have wrapped up. We're in the process of putting all of our people and our trucks and apparatus back in service here within the city. In the end, we had 78 first responders from the city of Frisco and a few from Little Elm that were on scene. That included 58 on the fire side. It was 12 police officers and 8 from Public Works that responded. And also wanted to give a quick update on, we had previously let you know that there were 2 firefighters who'd been transported. We have now had a total of 10 first responders who have been transported. 3 of those are firefighters, 7 of those police officers. All of those are due to exposure from air, inhalation. They are all at local hospitals. They are all stable, and they are under observation at this point. And then also, as far as the cause of the fire, we have had some more time to work on this. At this point, we cannot eliminate that this fire started just outside the building in a pallet of chemicals, commonly referred to as pool shock. And that is where it started. It then spread to the truck, which was parked by the dock. And the truck is what involved the building. The building damage was limited on the inside because the sprinklers did activate and protected the inside of that building. There is extensive damage to the roof structure that we do know of on the edge there, on the outer edge. As far as whether it's a total loss or the total extent of the damage, we do not have. But we do know that inside the sprinkler system did activate and limited that damage on the inside. And with that, I'll take any other questions you guys may have.
Can you clarify that this is a business or a warehouse?
This is a business. It's a retail location.
Oh my gosh, can you
talk
about the air quality?
So air quality here is good. Our teams have been on the ground. TCEQ is here. In fact, they've been behind me over here. They've been doing some work. We're getting no readings in the air. The air quality is clear and it is safe.
Is that something that could change in the coming hours or days as you guys have to get closer to the site to investigate, or any movement there or anything like that?
No, we will be causing no further movement at this point. So, and we don't have the plume like we did this morning with the smoke and the fire that was involved with that. So going forward, there's no concerns on air quality either.
Can you speak to us about these 10 first responders? That's incredible to just hear that many, you know, had some sort of illness. What can you say about them and how quickly did this all happen? Did it, you know, bring them down?
So I will tell you this. We talked about the first 2 this morning. That was during operations here while we were fighting the fire. The other 8, we go through and we decontaminate all of our employees that may have been on the scene. That included the police officers, their vehicles, the firefighters, our firefighting equipment. During that decontamination process is when we also evaluate them to make sure that there's no signs, symptoms, or anything else as a result of the environment they've been in. During that evaluation procedure, some of them had symptoms that they didn't come to work with. So out of an abundance of caution and to take care of our employees and do what's best for them, we have taken and transported all of them to the local hospital to be evaluated, and to put under evaluation.
What symptoms are those?
It varies. It could be, you know, it could be itchy eyes, it could be skin irritation, it could be, you know, inhalation, difficulty breathing. It could be any of those. I don't know what any of them had, but those are some that you could see with this particular environment.
Just to confirm, we have seven police officers who first arrived to the scene.
Seven of them were police officers who were working on the scene, and three are firefighters.
You talked before about the water runoff being contained, and we can hear the radio traffic specifically to a retention pond that is for this massive complex. Do you still believe that to be the case? And isn't the retention pond back over here to the northwest?
I'm not sure which one it is, but I can tell you that the last update I received is that all of the water, the runoff is being managed. It's being controlled in that one location, and it has not entered anywhere else into the sewer system, the water system, or anything else.
So just as you said before, there's no concern.
There is no concern.
Concern about that.
Yeah.
Do you guys use, I'm going to say foam. There was a big fire, I think, like in Grand Prairie, and there was foam, and then that led to a horrible situation there with the water system. Was that at all used in this case to put the fire out?
There will be no foam in our water system in Frisco. We don't use the foam on this particular one. So we're not going to have the same problem that you've seen previously in other situations.
How many employees were inside at 7:45, and what were they doing?
Eight of them were inside. One of them was actually out on the dock loading, and they were preparing to load the truck that was there backed up. And they were just going about their normal jobs. The one did witness the fire, so we know that we have a witness, and that's why we're confident to give you guys where that fire started and what happened. So,
can you explain a little bit about this pallet of chemicals? I don't know. I guess I'm just not familiar with what that is. Is arson a possibility in this situation?
No. So this looks like this was a chemical reaction that started outside the building on this pallet of material that they would sell to people who may want to buy the pool shock.
Is there any specific ordinance that can speak to whether pallets should be outside the structure?
I don't have one off the top of my head. I'm not going to make something up for you, but it's something we can look into, or if you want to follow up at a later time, I'll see what we can do on that one.
Mr. Kisner, last time you said that they were, as far as your understanding, up, compliant and everything, and they're a relatively new company, but y'all were going to come back for some sort of follow-up. Can you speak to what that really entails?
We did not get a chance to run that to ground with everything else going on. Again, we can follow up with that if we need to. I'm going to take two more questions.
Were all 10 hospitalized that are currently in the hospital?
All 10 are at the hospital. They are all still there. Because they're having to be observed and finish their evaluation. But again, all are stable. The police chief, the fire chief, city leadership has spoken with all of them and had a conversation with them. Last question.
Well, I guess for residents or employees at other businesses around here, I mean, maybe they're experiencing these kind of symptoms. What do you say to them? And have you heard of anyone else, any citizens coming forward with those types of symptoms, that and what should they do about it?
I have no knowledge that we've been anywhere else. If you have symptoms and you feel that you may have been exposed, we would tell you that if you feel you need to, seek medical attention. That would be our suggestion to them.
Haven't heard of anybody?
I have not.
In the public?
No. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.